You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. Nai gai, ko ki moutolu nai whiri au, ka ko au nā whiri ki moutolu. Pena au whanofo ki moutolu ke mou, alu ki moutolu o fua, pia ke nofo mau ho mou fua gau hia, ke ilonga hamea te mou kore, mei he tamai hoku hingoa, kene atu ia. Ke tau lotu. E eiki tauange ke hoko ai rea hokmuturni. Ngāhi whakaukau o mauloto mō mau atamai. Ke hālelei ki ho fofo ngā. Ko koe ho mau makatu u. Pea ko koe ho mau whakamu'ui. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our minds and hearts, be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Whaftai ho tua e whainga maarie ko o maa koe tantai ki whaifkau, kai o maa e siasi ke ukau whataha I he malanga pe moe lotu, moe hiva, o e sapa te whame, o e wafe hongful maa walo. Tāpu ki a whio ai o tua mono lau maarie ho tau loto loto ngā, e ki whanau, makapuna hou eiki, Udu tāo, au kia ia whamo oni, ngā mātongi Muhammad āpure, whatapu ta nai whaifkau, si mō te tau ngā mohalotu. Pēke e on se tuatā, kai o mai si a si, tala vōga moi fine mui, tāpu heni ki he whānau. Give thanks to God for the opportunity for me to share this morning. And thank the Tongan congregation for giving me the privilege to do the reflection today. And I'd like to honor the young people today for reciting the hymns and verses and be part of the Whakame of 2018. I acknowledge the presence of our minister, the stewards, the congregations, the visitors, the Tongan congregation as well as 10 a.m.'s congregation. I take the opportunity to give thanks to God for me, for giving me the opportunity to share and to reflect today from the good news of what we hear today. My theme today, you have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. Kawenga, ko koe kua whiri pe a whanofo ke ke fua. Ko koe kua whiri pe a whanofo ke ke fua. O tupe koe wike kua whiri na tau whanongo, ki he talanoa be ai kosperi oi ahoni, talanoa I he vaine. Ka pau hei kai nofo e vaa he vaine, kai ke lava he e vaa ia ke fua. Pea koia e whakakaukau ku hoko atu be he weekend I he kosperi, o tau sio ki ai he ahoni. Last week, we coming the same reading from the Gospel, John 15, from the beginning, it talks about the vine and the branches. And the branches must be abide on the vine in order for the branches to bear fruit. So we continue on for the same Gospel, John 15, from 9 to 17. And that's where I picked this theme. You have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. Ko koe kua whiri pe a whakanofo ke ke fua. And when I say that you've been appointed and being chosen, this is a really good news. But sometimes There is a question at the same time. Because in our journey, in our experience, we have this question, why? Why me? Ko tau whanonga, mahino ki te tau tolu e hala whanonga. Mo tau whanongo, he ahoni ku pehe mai kuo whirikoe, pea whanofo ke ke fua, ko e taimia ku tau whehui. Ko hā nai kuo whiri ai au. When we ask question about why me, there is two sides of every coin, there's two sides to it. But first of all, when we say, why me? Sometimes when we are in the circumstances of struggle, when we are in the time that we face pain and grief, we say, why? Why me? Why now? When we are challenged in our walk with God, we ask the question, why? When we hear the results from the doctors and say the result is not too good, we say, why? But I'm going to say that for no one, but that what we see is that we, be a kahoko, a mamahi, be a lahi, be a tutamagi, be a utau fire, a fehu koya. Koha. Koha me uhoko ai ke te ao. Koha uhoko ai he taimini. Aia koe whehu i koe a magatu unga, koe nofo ai mo ui he whaingata, pia moe mamahi. Ka kapante tau sio ke tawhaake taha. Koe tawhaake koe o tau sio me he fofonga e o tuambe, koe folofola o e aho koe ni, koe whiri koe kuo whai e he o tua tau adaina, kene whai hono whakanofo, pia kene whiri koe, koe mea tau adaina e o tua. O ku mātu unga pē, he mea pē taha, ku tau mea, iba ku tau lau ilo ko toa pē, koe fuirea koe ofa. Koe ofa, o ku malawai ke nefiri ha mea, o ku ikai hano uhinga, u ikai hano mahu inga, ke hoko ko ha mea ku mahu inga. If we think about from the Christ's point of view and of God's point of view in terms of choosing and appointed us, then we don't see ourselves when we are in struggle, or we don't see ourselves because of what we can do or what else that we can bring to this relationship. Only if we see it from God's point of view, it's only love. It's only love that permits God to choose and appointed us. Regardless of who we are, what we can bring to this relationship with God, nothing. There is no restriction, no condition for what God has done to choose and to appoint us. If we remember last week, as we bring the vine and the branches to abide, and that's the relationship that's only happen if we abide. But today, it seems to me that it's drawn away from abiding, regardless of who you are, whether you are abiding at this point of your journey or where we are at this point of our journey. To me, the verse speaks to me in a way, you didn't choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to bear fruit. So from then on, I'm thinking about these three things. First one I've talked about is the reason. If we see from our point of view and we say why, it's either we see our frailty or we see humbly and say, yes, I can see others around me is better than me. They may be the one that God you appointed and choose. But if we see from the point of view we are struggling and in pain and we see that we don't have anything to stand up to face God, then we say, why me? And if we see it from the point of view of God's love, that God's love, regardless of what we can bring to this relationship, no condition, I chose you and I appointed you. That's the very reason. It's God's love. The second point I'm trying to share with you is the purpose. The question of what is the purpose? Koe ha ai taumua o gufiri ai pe a whanofo ki taua e egi. O behe u to tonu ke fōke u whamatala ke au ke whanau. Ko ngō I taimilahi kau tala noa pe kau kai ke mahino ke whanau. Whanau, koe whi taimi koe ni kou whi mao ke mou whanongo lele ke mea kou whi vai vahe mou kumoutou. We start our conversation this morning about we have been appointed, we have been chosen by God. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? You've been appointed and chosen by God. Because God doesn't see you as just a person, but God sees you into the future. In other words, God sees through you for what will happen in 10 years' time, in 15 years' time, and when you, as old as me, I'm not that old, I'm still young, but you know, when you are in my age, that's when I'm saying what God has said today in the scripture, saying to us, I chose you and appointed you because there is a purpose. The purpose of God for you and me to bear fruits. When I say bear fruits, do you understand it? Nai whiri koe, pe whakanofo koe o tua ke ke fua. Pa koe fua koe a, koe to onga mo ui. But I brought something to so that I can show you. On the way here, I stopped at the supermarket because I was thinking of trying to let you understand what I'm trying to talk about. What is this? Yes? Grapes? Where you find the grapes? Who produced the grapes? Supermarket. Yes, I bought it from the supermarket. Yes? Yes, from the vine. This is the fruit of the vine. And that's what Jesus was talking about to his disciples and us as well. You've been chosen and appointed to bear fruits, not only sweet and tasty, but useful. Okay? In other words, people can see and taste the fruit of why God has appointed you. E lava ke hanga e mamani he parents, teachers, people on the street, they will know you have been appointed and you've been chosen by God because of how sweet and lovely you are. Not only you can recite the verses, but you can live it out. That's your purpose. Okay, it's not just today that you come here, koe koe ahoni be ke ke hao, o lau ma o loto e folofola. Ka koe folofola koe ya, te ke mo ui aki. Every day you walk, you understand that you have been reading the Bible and the Bible teach you how to live and to act. So when you are in the playground, you enjoy being with your friends at the playground. You don't have to hurt them. You don't yell at them. If they yell at you and say, I'm sorry, but that's not how we play. You have to bear fruit wherever you are. That's the purpose for us. So today, the fruit is love. Love is the fruit. Okay? Koe fua o mo ui. Go offer.
Ko ofa, o kai ko foi fakau kau pe. Love is not just a thought, but love is something tangible. You can give it. You can share love. It's not just a thought. It's not an idea only, but it's something that you can live out. If you are being chosen and also you've been appointed, you have to bear fruit. That's what we asked you to do today. I'll take this to the back. Don't ask me now, but you can share it at the back, okay? My last point is, our values. One is the reason why God has chosen us. It's just because of love. Nothing else. No condition. Unconditional love of God gave his only son to the world. Whoever believes in him shall not be perished. The second point is your purpose. My purpose, why we've been chosen. That's the question, why. You have been chosen. I have been chosen. You've been appointed. I have been appointed. So that we can bear fruits. So today, if this is your purpose, what is the value for us here? To me, I think it's just simple. Can you tell me? What is your value? What is your treasure? Ko hae me aku ke koloa aki. Ko hae tau koloa. If your purpose to be bear fruit of love, koi values, koi offer pe. Why is love? Koi hae uhinga uho koi offer, koi tau koloa fufu uia. Koi matai koloa ke tau mu ui aki. Why? Because love is just like what Paul talks to the Corinthian. Ko ofa oguyai me agui ko moko moko ko angalelei ogui kai meheka ogui ke fie ma ubeya ke ongo ongoa. Love doesn't look for fame. Doesn't disregard his friends or people around them. Love is kind. Love is patient. It bears everything. It believes in everything, hopes in all things, endures in all things. That's why we have love as values of our lives. Regardless of anything that we have, but only if we have love, it says love never fails. So today, I would like to leave with you that idea. If that's our value, is love, I am sure everybody will know that you have been chosen and appointed. Okay? Tell yourself, turn to your sides and say, you've been chosen and appointed. Come on. Turn around, tell each other. You've been chosen and appointed. Ko whiri koe e he o tua. Ko uhinga koe ofa bea e o tua. Pea ko tau mua ke fua koe ofa. Pea ko matai koloa koe ofa bea. The reason for why God has chosen us is just because God's pure love. And the purpose of God's choosing you and us is just because that we bear fruit of love. No one in the world will know God's love unless we share that love. God is not in our midst to share the love only through you and me. And if that's our purpose, let's love be our value. Let's love be our taonga. Let's love be our taonga so that we can be able to give it. Today I'm so grateful to share with you. O fie fie amau be hao vai vai mo dolu fana. E kwai ke te ai ha me ai. Ka o offer be o dua. through you for the future as God sees Rebecca and the two sons in her womb. She thought it's her sons, but God says to Rebecca, there's two nations in your womb. So that's what I mean. God sees you because it's not about just you, about the nations, about the family, about the church. And God's love may be proclaimed in all the world. Ofange, tawang ba mo dua mo ni maunyo ni mohono lau marie ke tabua ki mo dol fanao ifa meo etaoni. May God's blessings and the Spirit to be upon you all as we celebrate for Ame this year. Thank you. Amen.